The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, June 10th, 2024, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Hey, we're streaming all over the world at KCNR1460.com. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Because I'll probably be giving away some more tickets to the Go 45 games. And Benjamin is here. Oh, Benjamin.
Good morning.
You've got two screens. You've got all these other things going on in there. Yet you keep it under control.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey. Now, before I get to the weather, what national day is it?
We have several, but let's go with National Egg Roll Day and Frosted Cookie Day.
Egg rolls and frosted cookies. How can you go wrong? Don't we have like a national, I don't know, Free Hamburger Day or National Get Out of Jail Free Day? This is National Get Out of Jail Free Day, and that doesn't mean if you're already incarcerated, you've got to be on your way to jail now. And then you pull out the National Get Out of Jail Free card, and if you're going to get a parking ticket, whoa, wait a minute, this is my National Get Out of Jail Free card. So,
and you can bail yourself out with Monopoly money.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, our money's getting to be like Monopoly money. So, I mean, it's getting there.
It's probably less inflated, to be honest.
It's getting there. So, okay. Well, I'm going to talk to you in a couple minutes, so be ready. Okay? Gird your loins, as they would say. Be prepared. Do you know what gird your loins means?
Never heard that ever.
Gird your loins means you put on your armor. Protect the jewels. Okay.
Okay.
Do you know what the jewels are?
Yes.
Okay. Right? You know, different words for different generations. Okay, let's look at heat here. I'm sorry. Hey, today, okay, guess what it's going to be today?
I'm 100, maybe.
Sunny and hot with a high near 102. Okay. Now, tomorrow it's going up to 106, 105 on Wednesday. Thursday, though, it's getting down. Okay, so on Thursday, it's down to 98, 97 on Friday, 92 on Saturday, and Sunday, a high of 92. So it's going to be bright and sunny all week. Be prepared, though. You're going to have a heat warning here today and probably tomorrow, because tomorrow is really going to get up there, and Wednesday. So be prepared for that, my friends. Hydrate. Try to stay out of the direct sun. Don't walk your dogs during the middle of the day when the asphalt's 150 degrees. What else? Don't leave anything in your car. Dogs, children, elderly people, young people. It's not going to end good. And your weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business out of Anderson, the Kenny family. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. Treat your customers really, really well. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. So you worked the Taste of Reading yesterday.
Yes, sir.
How was it?
It was great.
Had you been to one before?
I've never been.
Okay. So, a lot of people.
Are you allowed to go if you're under 18?
You are, but you get a different wristband. And the tickets, I think, are a different price. I think. I heard that right there at the very end on a Friday. I did not know that. Because it says, you know, the tickets we had were for people over 21. I guess people can just take their kids there that are just there to eat. They, and with that wristband, they can't get any, you know, alcohol.
They ran out of the lanyard, so they started giving everyone wristbands.
They started doing what?
They started giving everyone the wristbands for food.
Rubber stamps.
The wristbands.
Oh, the wristbands.
Yeah.
Oh, give everybody. Oh, just for food.
Yeah, but like, if they paid for alcohol, it was just like, it was just a weird situation towards the end.
Oh, well, that's what happens when you give, have a lot of them. A lot of people attend. So, what was your, what, people happy?
Oh, yeah.
It's a happy event.
So I had some listeners come by who won tickets on the show. They came by my stand.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad. I'm glad we were able to provide tickets for, you know, a number of people out there.
Yep.
And we just got overrun yesterday, and all of a sudden it was 2 o'clock. And we had people coming over and everything. It's weird. Because I really like it. And some, you know, give out all these tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we don't show up for it. And it's kind of like, whoa, what happened? You know, we started like 6:30 Sunday morning. I thought, that's going to give us enough time to get everything done and be there. But no. The honeydew list just keeps getting longer. And it wasn't even that. It was an excuse. That was an excuse. That no.
There was a lot of good food there.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Okay, this is what I heard. Well, everybody liked yours. I guess you have running pulled pork or brisket
yep,
or something.
Yeah, we had loaded mac.
Yeah, okay.
Pulled pork and mac and cheese.
Okay. Somebody said that we know. Said the food from Holiday Market was good.
I didn't get to see what they had, but everyone was there. I mean, Trader
Everybody.
Joe's was there.
Yeah.
Taste and See.
Oh, my gosh.
Chicken Shack.
Of course.
Every corner, there's amazing food.
Oh, my God. Last year, I went and gained 5 pounds. Yeah. And then what you do is you do like the ancient Romans do. You gorge yourself, go into the bathroom, throw up, come back out, and you can start again. That's why they had the little vomitoriums there. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. They would do that. They gorge themselves, go into this little room and puke, and then come back out again. Now, that, there's something wrong with that.
That is.
There's something wrong with that. You know, I mean. And they used to eat things like hummingbird tongues. Think about that. How many hummingbirds do you have to whack to get meals for a group of people?
Yeah.
Thousands. Yeah, that's, and then you wonder why sometimes animals disappear during that time frame. So you had a good time. Everybody else had a good time.
Oh, yeah.
How long is the cleanup for you?
Was
it long?
The shift started at 9:20,
mm-hmm.
and we actually got there at around, like, 10:45.
Yeah.
And then we left.
Because everything's cooked already. You're just bringing it in.
And we had somebody, we were supposed to be a 4-person crew, and one of us called in sick. So it was.
How convenient.
Well, you know, I'm not terribly angry about it, because I got a lot of overtime.
Oh.
So, you know, but.
No, we're not going to lose Ben. At least I don't think so, unless he becomes one of the porkers that cook it.
No, sir.
Yeah.
You will not lose me. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was just, it was a long shift, you know.
Well, it is.
So yeah. Many dishes. I've never seen so many dishes before.
Were these throwaway dishes?
No. We use, what are they called? They have a name when you're catering.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear everybody had a good time. And if you got a ticket from us, and I hope that you used it, and I hope you had a great time. It's just, you know, it's one of those things that help make a community. And so we were really happy that we were able to work with the Reading West Rotary on this. So, okay. Gosh, it's time to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State 2 years in a row. This year and last year. And there's a reason. I know. They are the best. They're the only full-service jewelry store in town with a watch repairman. Yeah, sitting right in there. And a stone cutter. Yeah, stone cutters there. Plus, they design their own jewelry, or they can help you design your own jewelry if you want something that's distinctive, something that means something. That's more, you know, it's not your ordinary bracelet or necklace or set of earrings or rings, things like that. They do excellent work. Just excellent work. A great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, and locally owned, locally operated, and they're just good people. That's Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're calling it by. Good morning. 7:20 in the morning here on the 10th of June. Yes, I am fired up. Why? How can that be? Well, when you hear about my weekend, you'll find out that I have no choice but to come to work and rest. But resting here is being with my friends, all thousands of friends out there, and it's fun. So why don't we go to our Monday morning community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance. Anne Marie. Hello, Anne Marie.
Good Monday morning. Are you awake?
I am.
Yeah. Hey, Ben, thanks for playing that song. Did you know I used to live in West Virginia?
I had no clue. What?
Did you know I was born in West Virginia?
Yes.
Get out. Really?
I did not know. Get out. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, what's happening this week?
Well, today, June 10th, is National Iced Tea Day, which would be perfect for today's weather.
Yeah, it would be.
This week. Mm-hmm.
Are you a sweet iced tea or a regular iced tea?
Oh, yeah. Don't talk to me unless it's sweet iced tea.
I tell you what, growing up in the South, sweet iced tea, when you asked for iced tea, it was just sweet tea.
It was just sweet tea. I lived in the South, too.
And then you'd see Northerners coming down, as we'd call them, or visitors from other places. They'd order tea, and you'd watch them take that first drink, and it was like, whoa!
It was sweet.
And then now it's gotten to be, when you're down South, when you ask for tea, they'll go, sweet or unsweet, honey? Sweet tea.
There is only one tea.
Sweet tea. Okay.
This week is National Flag Week, celebrating the American flag. And Friday, June 14th, is Flag Day. So mark that on your calendar,
and
everyone.
Friday, we're giving away an American flag from the Flag Center. So, in fact, I'm going to have people call in all through the show and get your name on there. We've got a number of people in there, but you can just call in. Just give your name and a phone number, and Ben puts them. We put them all into this big container. And then on Friday, we're going to at 8:15, we're going to draw for that flag.
I love it. That is awesome. What a way to celebrate Flag Day.
Yeah, win a flag. And you know what? We may go for two flags.
That's even
I'm
better.
Not sure. We missed last week. So we may go for two flags this Friday. Yeah, we can
That's
do it.
That's perfect because it's Flag Week.
It
so
is.
Giving away two flags.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
That's right.
You
can't enter your family member.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're a family member. You're part of us. See, people at the station can't win things.
Right.
You know?
Correct.
However. Okay, anyway, go on.
All right, here we go. June 14th is also the birthday of the United States Army. Happy 249th birthday, United States Army, this Friday, June 14th.
And you know what? I've got close friends that, you know, served in the Army. I mean, I got one, like, he's a brother to me, right? And I go, hey, well, what about the Army ball? You know, like the Marine Corps ball every November 10th? They don't do that.
Yeah, I think the Marine Corps ball in November is more common every year.
It's every year.
Yeah.
By order of General Lejeune, anytime two Marines get together on November 10th, you will celebrate the Marine Corps birthday. It's an order.
Awesome.
Okay. Cool. But happy birthday, Army. We love you guys.
Absolutely. And Saturday, June 15th, is World Elder Abuse Day, World Elder Awareness Day.
Well, and Elder Abuse Awareness Day, is that right?
Right, awareness.
Okay.
Yes, and that is, there's a special event happening at the Sundial Bridge that will be included in this week's community calendar segment, so stay tuned, everyone. This Sunday is Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the wonderful dads out there.
You know, Ben, happy Father's Day, buddy.
Oh.
To all the wonderful dads out there.
I love watching his face when I say these things. Happy Father's Day, buddy. Yeah. Okay.
First I'm hearing of it.
First you have to have a girlfriend, I think. So, anyway, okay.
That's a whole nother show, folks.
It is. Okay, I know. I'm intruding on your show. I'm sorry. I never do this, but, you know.
It's your show.
All right, this is your segment. Okay, I'll shut up now.
Well, as we officially begin our community calendar, I also wanted to let our listeners know that the popular Wings of Summer Butterfly House at Turtle Bay is currently open through July 7th. Summer hours are Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday and Sundays, 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Entry is free for members and included in paid park admission. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Redding. The Anderson Police Department is doing a canine unit fundraiser in the form of a raffle where 100% of the proceeds will go to the Anderson Police Department canine unit. You can pick up your raffle ticket for a $20 donation in the lobby of the police department. There will be firearms and a ride-along raffled off. More details can be found on the Anderson Police Department Facebook page. Actual drawing is July 31st. On Wednesday, June 12th, look for the Spasmatics to perform as part of the Mosquito Serenade schedule Wednesday nights through August 14th at the Anderson River Park, 2800 Rupert Road. Opening band kicks off at 6 p.m. and headliner at 7 p.m. There is no charge to attend. And there will be food and drink options available for purchase at the event. The public is encouraged to bring their own chairs and blankets if needed, but I don't think you're going to need the blankets. Please leave your pets at home.
That's to sit on, not to cover yourself up with.
I don't think you're going to need it either way.
Oh, okay.
For more information, visit Mosquito Serenade on Facebook. For those 21 and older, you can catch Bruise by the Bridge 2024 on Friday, June 14th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. located at the Meccano Arboretum and Botanical Gardens at Turtle Bay in Redding. Tickets are $30 pre-sale and $35 at the gate. This event is being presented by Sinorama and Tri-Counties Bank and supports Turtle Bay education programs and exhibits. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. On Saturday, June 15th, it is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, and there will be a purple bridge lighting ceremony at the Sundial Bridge at 9 p.m. This will be part of the four-hour Purple City Festival event, which will run 6 to 10 p.m. Highlights include food trucks, live entertainment, safety resource exhibits, games, and much more. Wear purple to show your support for our elders during World Elder Abuse Awareness Day on Saturday, June 15th. Also, Saturday evening, the Bella Vista Volunteer Fire Company will host a country concert fundraiser from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Anderson River Park. Gates open at 3 p.m. Tickets are $20 pre-sale, $25 the day of. Those 12 and under are free. Featured acts include Matt Ferris, Chad Bushnell, Michael Brown, and Whiskey River. For more information, visit the Bella Vista Volunteer Fire Company, INC, on Facebook. On Sunday, Father's Day, the American Legion Post 746 in Cottonwood will have a Father's Day lunch from 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is open to the public, and tickets are $12. Members of Post 746 that are dads can eat for free, and there is also a discount for non-members that are dads. The menu will include Reuben sandwiches, a side order of Caesar salad or French fries, and dessert. American Legion Post 746 is located at 3297 Chestnut Street in Cottonwood. And finally, as we continue to face those triple-digit heat this week, there are some air-conditioned spaces in Shasta County that are available to the public during business hours. They include the Anderson Library, Burney Library, Cottonwood Library, Reading Library, Shasta Lake Library, Frontier Center for Seniors, and the Good News Rescue Mission. For more information on county cooling centers, visit Shasta County Health and Human Services on Facebook or go to ShastaHeatSafety.org. And that is just a sample of events taking place this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Happy Flag Week, everyone.
You did another wonderful job, Anne Marie.
Thank you, sir.
Have a great week.
You too.
All right, hon. All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. By the way, the Anderson Frontier Senior Center for cooling is only for seniors, by the way. For seniors over the age of, I'm saying 60. So, I remember seeing that in the brief. Now, the community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance. Siskiyou Insurance, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading, offers home, auto, commercial, liability, and surety bonds here in Northern California. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. That's Siskiyou Insurance Services. And we'll be right back after these commercials.
They keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
On the road again.
Welcome back. We're not on the road yet. You know what we're thinking. Welcome back, first of all, to Free Fire Radio here on Monday, 7:35 in the morning, and it's going to get up to, oh gosh, 102 today. 70. It's only 71 right now. That's the best thing. It gets hot during the day, but it does cool off 30 to 35 degrees at night, so it's, you know, manageable. On the road again. And I totally lost what I was saying there when I had to switch over and give the information out. When my daughter and I'd go on road trips, we'd sing that song to each other. And trust me, her voice is just as good as mine, which meant that we had we could sing to each other, but not to other people. All right. Hey, it's Monday, the 10th of June. 7:36 in the morning. I went to a, Linda and I went to a really good event on Saturday night. Simpson University's Veterans Success Center gala. And the place was filled up. The purpose behind this was to talk about the Veterans Success Center. That's a part of Simpson University, and we're going to have Shasta College on, too. They have their version of it, too, and how valuable this is to veterans that are transitioning from military into, you know, they come out and said, okay, I'm going to use my GI Bill, and then they go off to school. And I can give you 100 reasons why this is a good idea, but the main reason is so these veterans can get together. They see who other veterans on campus are. You know, they've got somebody to talk to. I mean, there's meeting rooms there, the whole thing. And this is going to be in the new STEM building that Simpson is building as they keep growing and growing and growing out there. You know, their student population is growing. You know, the new sports teams, all of these things. So, I was honored to be the MC, and the guest speaker was from this one organization. It's a national organization. So he calls them the day before, and he says, I can't get a flight from San Diego, get this, from San Diego to Reading. And my response would have been, if that had happened, would have been, but I'm going to rent a car and I'll get up there. I got all day to get up there and then the next day to rest up because it was at, you know, it was in the afternoon or late afternoon, early evening. But he didn't do that. He just canceled. So as Dr. Hall tells it, he and his wife had been coming back off of a flight, and on the flight with them was a gent by the name of Chuck Kenny and Judy Kenny. Chuck and Judy were on the flight. And they're talking. They start talking, and they wanted to stay in touch with each other. And so he calls Chuck on Friday and asks him, can you be the guest speaker tomorrow at our gala? And Chuck accepts that. Now, we've had Chuck Kenny on our show several times. Owner, he and his wife started Shasta Gas Propane. But his speech, and I even hate to use the word speech, it's like he's talking to you, on Saturday night was just wonderful. His time in the, you know, he touched on his time in Vietnam, and he came back, and, the you know, he had PTSD, didn't really realize it. divinity school, became a preacher, was a pastor in a church for 3 years. But he said, but I couldn't keep doing that. Worked for other groups of people. And then he realized that he was, you know, he was quitting the jobs. And it was because of him. So, long story short, that's when they started Shasta Gas Propane about 30 years ago, 25, 30 years ago. And they've become a huge success. They have, they've gotten awards for winning, for hiring veterans. They help people in so many different ways. This isn't a commercial for them. This is just the story of Chuck Kenny. But his speech that night was so touching. Saturday night was so touching. It came from his heart, and everybody, it was just absolute silence in there when he was talking. And when he finished, you know, standing ovation. Oh, yeah. Everybody got up. He did this with, you know, less than probably maybe 24 hours in advance. And whatever that other guy was going to say, whatever he was going to say, wasn't going to be as good as what they just heard with Chuck Kenny. So I want to give a shout out to him, but also to Simpson University, because how they're reaching out to help veterans. And Shasta College is going to be in here today. We're going to talk a little bit about their program. That's not what we're going to talk about. That's not who's coming on, but I do want to talk about it, because what it does is it gives veterans a way to kind of go into an area where there's other veterans, kind of decompress. And one of the things that you find out about veterans is these guys are coming in, they're 23, 24 years old. Used to be they'd have a combat tour, maybe a couple combat tours as things are winding down, not so much, but it'd have at least, used to be at least one combat tour, maybe two. And they go into classes with 18-year-olds, 17 and 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds who have never left Redding, California, who had the answer to everything, and knew everything. And it's tough. It's tough listening to people who have no concept of what the world is like out there, and what it's like to be a part of something so much bigger than yourself that is life-changing. And many times, our veterans just don't say anything in class. You won't even know they're veterans. They won't say anything in class because why do you stand up and you point out that somebody's a total idiot for the things they've said? You don't do that, right? And so, but they will talk about it in the when they're together. And it's not just students. Sometimes professors coming in there and don't have a lot of real world life experience are talking about things that these guys have been on a place. They know that's not right. So, plus the fact. For Simpson and for Shasta College, they help people with the paperwork, because you know how the government needs paperwork and then needs more paperwork and needs more. And then the payments for the GI Bill can be delayed. So that's okay. You're going to continue going to school. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's going to come in. And then they take care of all that paperwork for you, which can be onerous. Anyway. Both schools, this new STEM building is going to have a whole section of it designed for veterans. Computers in there, offices, the whole shebang. And that's what the gala was about. And they, you know, and then they call for, you know, for donations, which is, we want to finish this place up. So, anyway, it was a good event. Smoked brisket, buddy. And I'm telling you, you know Odell's is brisket. Is world class, right, Ben?
Ben's I was just nodding. I forgot to say.
I can't see. Yeah, nodding works really good on radio, son. Okay, so I mean, we know Odell's got world class brisket.
You can't be giving them free advertising like this, Carl.
No, I am, because I know Jason, and and I've never gotten anything free out of him. But I'm going to start working that boy. Anyway, the brisket we had on Saturday night. I tell you what. Stand by, Jason. These guys are coming for you. And these were the chefs out from Simpson. They got themselves a big smoker, too. I mean a big smoker. And they had brisket for 200 people in there.
Wow.
Let me tell you, it was good. I mean, it was fall off your fork good. So, and we were down at the Vets Hall. In the Vets Hall, they had it totally, they had these, big curtains covering all the sides of it and all that. It was a good event. So, reason I brought it up, though, was to talk about my friend Chuck Kenny. And, he choked me up, and he choked himself up, too, talking about friends. Friends that are no longer with us, but that you know, we're losing anywhere from 20 to 22 as an average veterans a day to suicide. And how programs like this can help with that. Anyway, got to take a break before I get maudlin here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, better known business, been in the business over probably getting close to 30 years. And they being Jeff Wurst, it's him, does just a wonderful job in repairing windshields. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. I mean, he fixed a crack in my windshield 17 years ago. You still can't see it. That's how good it is. And whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he can fix it. He's old school. He takes care of it. He brings your vehicle in and out of the sun into his area there and does his magic on your windshield. Now, if you're not sure, can he save my windshield, whatever, bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. It's locally owned, locally operated, right there on Market Street. Easy to find, easy to get off of the road, and it's a veteran-owned business. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. 7:51 in the morning here. 71 degrees. Going to be up to 102 today. Five things you need to know today, according to CNN. Cable News Network, or Clinton News Network, as it was once called. It's not the Cowboy News Network. It have different stories. And so the headline says European elections. So when a headline starts out and they spell European wrong, you have to start asking yourself. But here's what's going on. It looks like conservative parties are projected to win a record number of seats in the European Parliament following 3 days of voting across the EU's 27 member states. In fact, French President Macron dissolved his country's parliament in called snap elections after after the poll showed that gains by for a big surge for the French conservative parties. They're calling them far right, and you know. Again, it's a way of writing things, but it's conservative parties. Exit polls also show gains in for conservative parties in Germany and Austria. So it's a pivotal moment. This vote will shape the political direction of the bloc at a pivotal moment for the EU, which is grappling with issues ranging from wars in Ukraine and Gaza to immigration and climate change. Apple is expected to announce a partnership today with ChatGPT maker OpenAI and unveil the very first batch of generative AI tools that could reinvigorate iPhone sales. And it's really going to especially benefit the Siri. Do you Siri? Do you Siri? Ben, do you Siri?
Yes, I use Siri all the time.
I use Siri. Occasionally I'll go, Siri, you know, it's like for a movie or a place. But what this is going to be able to do, it could potentially perform specific tasks such as recalling a picture taken years ago in the device or answering detailed questions about the weather, the news, or trivia. Over time, it could learn the user's preferences and personality and respond accordingly. When you go, Siri, hi, Ben. Siri, I'm interested in songs for radio bump music. Oh, criteria, country western, older. Oh, Ben, good. And then it'll come back with all these.
That is kind of worrying.
Over time, like I said, it could learn your personality.
You know what happens next, Carl? It's Terminator.
Terminator. You know, I keep reading these articles, and I keep trying to ignore them. It says AI could destroy the human race. You know, I go back into that. You know, Okay. All right. Now, four hostages, I think a lot of people know this, were rescued Saturday in an Israeli counter-terrorist operation. I added the word counter-terrorist because Hamas is a terrorism organization that took weeks of planning, and it says, but killed scores of Palestinians in Gaza and left behind a trail of devastation. You mean because they were going after the four of the 270 hostages that were taken? And, you know, they come up with these numbers that I've already read that the numbers they're saying are just wrong. And that the numbers, according to the Israelis, was under 100, which is like less than half of what the Palestinians were saying. More than 70 hostages held in Gaza since Hamas deadly surprise attack, terrorist attack, October 7th, are believed to be alive. Intensive negotiations over a ceasefire and a deal to swap hostages for Palestinian prisoners have stalled recently following months of talk. Well, yeah. Netanyahu and his cabinet have never backed off from the spot of destroy Hamas. We won't have this problem again until the next terrorist organization, you know, comes in another 10 years from now, and it'll come back. President Joe Biden is considering a major move to provide legal status for long-term undocumented immigrants, illegals, who are married to American citizens, sources tell CNN. They've not been decided, final details, reviewing an existing legal authority that would shield select illegals from deportation and allow them to work legally in the country as they seek citizenship. That's days after President Biden announced an executive action that bars migrants crossing the border illegally from seeking asylum. Can we say, oh, election's coming up, Joe, and you're getting beaten up about the head and shoulders by everybody about your lack of keeping that border safe. If the number of encountered by border agents exceeds a daily average of 2,500. So do you have your calculator right there, buddy? Get out your calculator and go 2,000 times 365, okay? 2,000 times 365, and tell me what that number is. You can come in later. Now, they have, you know, the average daily illegal crossings have for years suppressed that threshold, peaking at 8,000 a day in December, according to the... Okay, so how much is that? Hello?
It's 730,000.
Okay, so 2,000 a day, which would be fine, 365 days a year. 700 and what?
30,000.
Okay, that's 730,000 people. Oh, just in. That's not counting getaways. Yes, we're keeping that border. We're keeping that border tight. Thanks, Joe. You're using one of Trump's ways of doing this. But no, this is different than Trump. Oh, no, he's a convicted felon. We wouldn't do a convicted felon's ideas, which is, you know, Joe is grasping. Joe's in trouble. Joe knows it. And you just can't have an open border, and there's any, and you wonder why fentanyl and sex trafficking, and why has the Chinese, illegal Chinese population jumped in America by like 7,000% since Biden's been
in there? It's just a coincidence.
You're right. A coinkydink.
It's just, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with tensions.
No, it
doesn't have anything. They're actually military age.
Military age males coming across the border by themselves. I'm sure that, you know, that it's just a coincidence.
How do you know that there isn't a massive population of Chinese people in South America that just happen to be immigrating over here?
Oh, by the way, the northern border just set new records, too. People coming across the northern border from Canada.
What?
Yes. They're coming across, you know.
They better bring maple syrup.
Yeah, good luck. What they're bringing is not what we probably want to have on the table. Anyway, okay, what else? Hey, when we get back, we've got Shasta College. You know, we've got, as usual, a great show with Shasta College. And we've got students in here and talking about the different programs they have. And I'm going to give it Peter Griggs right at the beginning to talk about their Veterans Center they have. So you can see it's at both colleges. or a university, Simpson University and Shasta College, that they're reaching out to veterans and to help veterans, make sure that veterans are successful as they go through these schools, and providing administrative help and all that. But we'll talk to him when he comes in here right after the news break. Everybody, we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Celebration and condemnation over the rescue of Israeli hostages.
Israeli officials say the four hostages rescued from terror group Hamas in Gaza are in good medical condition and were being reunited with their families after being taken to a medical center near Tel Aviv for evaluation. The Israeli military says the one woman and three men were rescued in a daytime raid Saturday. The Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE, is not happy with the rescue of the four hostages. The pro-Hamas group condemned the Israeli raid Saturday that led to the rescue. The United Arab Emirates labeled CARE a terrorist organization in 2014, a decision that the Obama administration opposed. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Former President Donald Trump was on the stump in Las Vegas yesterday, addressing a cheering crowd of tens of thousands.
We're going to knock off the Biden crime family as a Biden family of crime, including the fact that they've weaponized the Department of Justice like has never happened in this country.
Mr. Trump reminded the Las Vegas crowd that this election day would be the most important day in U.S. history. Hunter Biden's lawyers have rested their defense in the criminal trial of the president's son. Hunter Biden is accused of lying about his drug use when he bought a gun in 2018. Conservative parties rattle the traditional powers in the European Union with major gains in parliamentary seats. The surge by nationalist and populist parties will make it much harder for the Assembly to approve legislation on issues ranging from climate change to agriculture policy. On Wall Street, the Dow is up, or I should say down, 105.5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
A large chunk of a mountain pass highway in Wyoming has collapsed.
The incident has severed a well-traveled commuter link between small towns in the area and the tourist destination of Jackson. Aerial photos showing the Teton Pass Road riven with deep cracks and a huge section of the pavement has simply disappeared. Part of the guardrail dangles into the void, and orange traffic drums mark off the area. Authorities say it's unclear just how long repairs will take. Jason Walker reporting.
U.S. and Philippine generals say that hundreds of American and Filipino troops have concluded a newly introduced war exercise in the northern Philippines. The drills tested their combat endurance in more than a week of brutal heat and volatile weather. The exercise braced them to respond to any threat in tropical jungles and on scattered Asian islands. News and analysis at townhall.com. Three people have been hurt in two separate shark attacks along Florida's Gulf Coast.
Following shark attacks in Florida's Panhandle, officials keeping an eye on 26 miles of beach where purple flags fly, warning of possible sharks. The Walton County Sheriff says a woman lost part of her arm in a shark attack Friday. Less than 2 hours later, about 4 miles down the beach, two teenage girls were attacked. Officials say one ended up in the trauma unit. Mackenzie McClintock is with South Walton Fire District.
Shark sightings, those happen almost every day because it's open water. So throughout the summer, that's something that we're consistently tracking.
Experts say shark attacks are rare. There were 69 worldwide last year, 10 fatal. I'm Julie Walker.
Wall Street expects that Oracle closed out the final quarter of its last fiscal year with mixed results. The software giant will report its fiscal fourth quarter earnings tomorrow. More.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460 all over the world. Millions of people could take advantage of this. We never know how many are listening, but we use the term millions. And our phone line's here, 605-4567. I'm just saying this for my guests who are sitting there when I'm talking about that. I'm watching their eyes get bigger and bigger and bigger. Would you want me to tell you nobody's listening? Would that make you feel better? No, it's millions.
All around the world.
You got to turn him on, Ben. Okay. He's all throughout the world.
All throughout the world, yeah.
Is he on? Talk some more.
I am on. Talk, I got a nod.
It doesn't sound like it.
Just talk closer into the mic.
Closer to the mic. If I get any closer, this mic and I are going to be going steady.
There you go. Turn him up. Just turn him up some. Okay.
That's max.
Really? Okay. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Ben worked taste ready yesterday for Odell's Barbecue. Ding. I go ding when it's a free. It's a freebie. Advertisement. And the national days today? We just heard it was National Iced Tea
also
Day.
Also National Iced Tea Day.
Oh, yeah. Like that. And there's only one kind of iced tea, right? We decided sweet tea from the South. Where
I'm going to have to disagree there.
Oh, what other kinds are there?
Well, my parents are both from South Africa, so I'm familiar with, like, rooibos tea.
Oh, okay.
That's a really good
Okay. Bringing in another culture.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's cool. Weather. Today, sunny and hot with a high near 102. If it goes down to 72, so what is that, 30 degrees? Now, tomorrow, now we start getting serious. Sunny and a high near 106. Wednesday, 105. Thursday and Friday, it drops down into 98, 96, and then Saturday, around 92. So, but for the next few days, there's a heat warning out there, my friends, so take advantage of it. Don't be walking your dogs in the middle of the day when the asphalt's 150 degrees. Don't leave anything in the car because it gets so hot, so fast. Anything in the car, and hydrate yourself. Try to keep yourself covered and not be walking around like a crazy person in the middle of the day. So, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, family-owned company out of Anderson, the Kenny family. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. They also have won awards for hiring veterans out there. And it's a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, they're good people. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And now, one of my favorite times of the month is when I have Shasta College in, and Peter Griggs is here. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How are you?
Hey, now you're
now,
back.
There I am. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, I want to talk to you because I've already talked about the Veterans Success Center out at Simpson, but I couldn't talk about that unless I was talking about also Shasta College.
Oh, well, we appreciate
their own, has their own building, in fact.
We do.
And it's called the
the Veterans Support and Success Center.
Yeah, and it's both, really. And that's what I thought was, it's not just success, but it's a support to help veterans get through, you know, I mean, to help them with college.
Correct. Well, veterans and their dependents.
And their dependents, that's right.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing for Simpson also. Now, I don't know if you know how many people you have in yours, but whatever it is, you all are constantly reaching out to the veterans community.
We are.
To also bring veterans in. It's if they're on their GI Bill, but they also would get just free tuition anyway.
Right. I mean, we offer the Shasta College Promise, right,
yeah.
Which is the 2 years free for full-time students, full-time.
Whether they're veterans or not.
Whether veterans or not. That's 12 units or more.
Which means then their GI Bill goes further.
Exactly.
You can use it for buying books and all that kind of stuff. But it means it goes further than what they want to go beyond, you know, when they get their degree, or maybe they don't want to, you know, maybe it's their certificates to go out and start earning money right then in a well-paying job, which you all have, many do. Or they can go on, and then their GI Bill will stretch a little bit further.
It will. And that's really, I mean, one of the great things about Shasta College is that we have such a wide variety of financial aid programs out there. We have great offerings. You had mentioned our certificate program. So if there's a student who's like, you know, I want to get out 6 months, well, we have certificate programs for that. If you have prerequisites, for instance, we were just talking about the dental hygiene program or some of our nursing programs. Mm-hmm. Take that 2 years, get your prerequisites out of the way, and then you still have your GI Bill to help you with the other time period.
Well, I tell you what, the president of the, not president, but the commander of VFW Post 1934 is a nurse. Well, he was a nurse in the Army in Afghanistan. Is now works over at Valor Oncology. And the younger guys are starting to show up in the associations, and that's great. We need them. So, but Shasta College helps them succeed.
We do. We do.
Okay. Now, you brought today Jesse Knight.
I did.
Hi, Jesse. Yeah.
Hi.
And Deanna Madigan.
Hi there.
Hello. Now, Jesse is the project coordinator for MESA. So what is MESA?
I'm glad you asked. MESA stands for Mathematics, Engineering, Science, Achievement, and it's this new project at Shasta College. We've been open for about a year. We opened the doors to student services in August of last year, so we're coming up on our anniversary. Super excited.
Okay, so how was it established? So I'm thinking STEM. This is kind of like, this is STEM, but with mathematics, engineering,
Science.
Achievement. Got it. Which is, of course, you know, it's kind of like the buzzword, you know, STEM.
Right.
STEM. Yes. But now you have one, MESA, which, frankly, I like better. Right. Oh, I'm a member of the STEM program. Oh, you're in horticulture. No, I'm in science. The MESA, mathematics, engineering, science.
Science.
I like it. Okay. Why did it get established? Why did you start it out there?
So originally MESA was a program started at the UC level, and it was a project that reached down into high schools in the Bay Area saying, hey, we need to prepare students for UC level work in STEM fields. Which STEM is a very open-ended statement and descriptor. So STEM can be anything from your historical biology to going to computer systems information. That's also considered a STEM field. So that's where it started. It has recently grown to include our California community colleges, and we just received this grant to start the program at Shasta College about a year ago. There are 35 new programs in the state of California, all on community college campuses that are building that on-ramp to that four-year degree for students making that transfer.
Okay. So, how did you get into it?
I was lucky.
Because you're the project coordinator.
Yes. So I originally came up from Southern California. I'm down near Camp Pendleton, but I got the privilege of transferring up to the Tehama
Center. Were you at Camp Pendleton for any reason?
That's actually where I grew up, in a small town next to Pendleton. But
which one?
Temecula, actually.
Temecula's not small anymore.
Well, okay. When I was there, it was small.
When I was there, my first tour there, it was small. I could have bought 40 acres in Temecula for nothing.
Yeah, now it's all winery.
I wish I had done that. Jeez. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought you were going to tell me Fallbrook. Now,
no.
That's small. That's a Temecula, though. I mean, that's, ooh. It's like that's a suburb of San Diego now.
Yes, it's considered South Orange County.
Remember, you could ride your horse down the main street of Red Bluff. In fact, we did many times. not Red Bluff, but Temecula. But it obviously can't do that anymore.
Well, I remember the first day we got a stop sign in Temecula, and that was a big deal. There was a ribbon cutting. It was this whole thing. And I think your brain is connecting Red Bluff and Temecula, and yes, there was a lot of similarities for a long time.
You're not that old. She's not that old. So, I mean, this is, and then now Temecula is just, if you've ever been down there, I mean, it just exploded off the freeway there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I haven't been back there in a long time to Temecula or Fallbrook.
Mm-hmm.
I just imagine Fallbrook, too, must have gotten bigger. It's another place you could buy land and a house. You know,
so used to be.
Used to be.
Yeah.
Now you can't buy it anywhere.
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. So then you got up here.
I applied for and got a job as a project coordinator for the Tehama campus, working with their learning center. And then I moved to the Reading campus, and this job came up, and I'm super excited and passionate about STEM. So
okay,
I'm excited.
We need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, and we're going to talk about that. And then I'm going to get Deanna in here because she is in the program. So, okay, we'll be right back.
I wonder about the tears in children's eyes, and I wonder about the soldier that dies. I wonder, will this hatred ever end? I wonder, and worry my friend. I wonder. Wonder, don't you?
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're here with Shasta College, another great group of people coming in here. We're here with Jesse Knight, who is the MESA coordinator, which is Mathematics, Engineering, Science,
Achievement.
And she brought with her Deanna Madigan, who is a student. So good morning, Deanna.
Good morning.
Okay. How'd you get into the program? Who's eligible for this?
Right. So I'm a sophomore at Shasta College. I am going for my degree in biology. And to qualify for MESA, you are supposed to be taking courses that require calculus and transferring to a four-year university.
Okay.
you have to be receiving financial aid, and you have to be a first-generation student. So your parents can't have a degree. Up to an associate's, I think, is acceptable.
Oh, so your parents can't have a degree?
Yes.
Why is that?
They can have an associate's degree, but we're looking for students who do not have experience in their family unit at the bachelor's level. And so first generation for MESA is going to be a bachelor's degree from any country. That would be a reason to not be a part of the program. There are some loopholes. Of course, there's always a way forward. But yes, first generation are what we're working with as a demographic.
Okay. Okay, turn me down, buddy. Because everybody got loud on that one. Can you do that? Can you turn me down and leave theirs up? Okay, I got the thumbs up. Okay, so nobody's got a college degree in your family.
That is correct.
And so that's one of the prerequisites from being in here. Mm-hmm. And what does this program do for you, Deanna?
MESA has been invaluable to me. It gives me somewhere to study on campus that is quiet. I have resources like other students who have walked the same path as me, so I can get all sorts mm-hmm. of advice on how to take notes and what to focus on. And Jesse has been so wonderful in trying to figure out, you know, which school is going to be good for me. And I love the MESA Center.
Okay. Yeah. So you want a biology degree.
Yes.
And what do you want to do with that?
So my hope is once I finish here at Shasta, I plan to transfer to Oregon State University. I'm looking for a fisheries and wildlife degree.
Okay.
I love being outside. I love learning about animals, how they work. Ecology is especially interesting to me, so how everything interrelates. I'd love to get a job with the Forest Service or the Park Service.
You want to be a park ranger?
That would be great.
Carry a gun?
Sure.
Okay, put this down as a note. Safari Club International.
Okay.
Safari Club International gives scholarships to people that are doing the kind of things that you want to do.
Okay.
Give them out every year. You can ask me about it later, and I'll just write it down.
Perfect.
But it's a scholarship they give.
Yeah.
And I've been giving them for years, but it's got to be tied into the biology and wildlife.
I love
like that. Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
Because we need people that are interested in it. Mm-hmm. What kind of internships, Jesse, do people get from your class?
It really matches up with their interests. I love that we get to work with them on internships for the summer sessions. We have students who are interning with some of our engineering firms here in Reading. So they're getting experience before they go in for the field completely so they can experience what that feels like. Caltrans is a great position, has a program for internship over the summer. We also have students working with Sierra Pacific as their wildlife biologist. Counting owls.
Cool.
Counting
what?
Owls.
Owls.
It's a protected species. They need to know where they are.
Spotted owl.
Yeah.
Or other owls, too.
Oh, I didn't ask that question.
Yeah, well,
now
spotted
I know
owls,
what you're writing.
Spotted owls are the protected ones, but the barn owls are chasing the spotted owls away, so they're killing the barn owls.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that works in the ecology environment like that, but, you know, I want that job. I want to go out and count owls. I mean, how many did you count today, Carl? Well, one. You were out there for 10 hours. Only heard one. Maybe I should do it at night because that's when they come out. Anyway, okay, I'm sorry. So the types of careers. Now, you're looking at, and I think that's great, the wildlife biology, but there's others. I mean, are we talking about your students looking at AI and computers in this? Because this is obviously mathematics, engineering, and science has got to be tying right into that.
And that's exactly so. So computer science is a major developing field. How you apply a computer science degree in industry is also a thing of growth. People are doing all kinds of creative things with that four-year degree. We're here to support to get to it, but those are fields that are growing. Engineering would be a big one here.
Yeah.
Because there are so many different kinds of engineering. I think that's why STEM is so broad and vague sometimes. So if you say engineering, that also is chemical engineering and civil engineering and manufacturing engineering and industry engineering.
Genetic engineering.
Yes.
There is genetic engineering. Of course there is. I mean, it's going all the time, but we immediately think of weird animals. But no, we're talking about plants. We're talking, a lot of times plants are genetically engineered so they grow faster and all this, which gets a lot of other people excited because, oh, it's genetic. Genetically engineered tomatoes. They taste different.
Well, biomedical
engineering.
They're
putting little chips in your brain.
Biomedical engineering is a field that is opening up, and it is doing great work as far as creating a quality of life. And so matching students with schools that are next to that industry so that they can get that internship while they're finishing their degree, that's kind of what we do.
Well, to me, that sounds like a wonderful way of helping students. You give them the basis, as Deanna has said, which classes, which way you're going, you probably need to take this and this and this, and then get an internship in that, which is a pathway to success then to your next university. Yeah. Good.
I think one
as
of my
usual, Peter, you bring in another home run.
Well, Nate's
going to make it tough on Nate coming in under Director of Student Life. He's coming in next.
Mace is one of my favorites, so it's great to have him here.
Well, you know, how many students do you have in this?
Well, I started last month with 60, and then we had a graduation. And 12 of our students moved on either to a CSU or a UC or a private industry. So we're excited and sad to see them go. Excited,
but they've got enough on. When they get that degree is going to private industry then?
Private institution, so they went to a private college.
Oh, I see. So
college.
They all went on to a higher education.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So currently we have about 40, 42.
How do people apply for this?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Here's how it goes. if you go to the Shasta College website and you type in MESA, it will populate with a link to a form. It's all of 6 questions, and that interest form will let me know that you would like more information on it, and that's a simple phone call or interview with me, and then we move from there.
Well, besides the fact that science, math, engineering or math were not my strongest suits, but I was a first-generation college student. in my family.
Mm-hmm.
My sister was the second. And it's a good thing I had a 3-year start on her. But I think she still graduated before I did.
Anyway. And, you know, so often with the first generation, one of the reasons that we do that is because, and I can speak to this directly with my sons, sometimes having gone through that path, you can help direct your children. And if you don't have that in the home, then these type of programs, specifically what Jessie is there and is doing with her students, as Deanna has already said, is helping them to navigate, to understand, and
because
chart that path forward.
Because parents have not done that. But as far as my parents were concerned from the day I was born, I was going to college because they'd come up through the greatest generation. You know, Dad and Mom both were in World War II. And it wasn't even considered that I'd do anything else. Mm-hmm. And and for my sister. So, and then the next generation, my daughter is a nurse, and my son-in-law is a U.S. Marshal, both degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And now my granddaughter just graduated from New Mexico State and is going on with getting her master's, and my grandson just graduated from high school heading to New Mexico State. But he is interested in things like outdoors and wildlife and this.
Great.
So I said, if you want to do that, you're going to have to, get a degree in biology and something like that, and you could do it the rest of your life, be outside. I'm so happy that you all came in today. And again, tell people when they go to the Shasta College website, what do they look for?
I know,
it's a website now, not a
handbook. Yeah, it's all good.
I love the handbooks. So, people getting away from handbooks where you just go through and you dog ear the pages and you circle things.
I remember those days, definitely.
You're not that old. Okay.
So when you go to Shasta College, the webpage, at the top, you'll see a little magnifying glass. So you type the word MESA in there, and it'll populate with a page on information and the application for us.
And you would totally, totally endorse this. Is that right, Deanna?
100%. I feel like my experience at the college has been enhanced thoroughly by joining MESA.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, too, for joining us today. And we're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, my barbershop of choice, the only one I've gone to in 17 years. I know. Well, maybe you should try another one, Carl. No, name a negatory. Why? Because I've never had a bad haircut there in 17 years. It's locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I give them a call at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment. And I go down there and hop in the chair, and either Tim or Logan, I switch back and forth each time. So I don't want either one of them to feel like I don't love them. Get a great haircut, and it's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. Okay? Make sure you're clear about that. They've been there since 1960. Man's Last Stronghold. It's on the window. It's a good place, my friends. We'll be right back.
And it makes me feel so fun. I can't control my
Dinorama and Tri-County Sync presents Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, taking place Friday, June 14th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
This 21-plus event features over 10 local craft breweries serving ice-cold beer, plus 2 live music stages, local food vendors, fun activities, and more.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational and cultural programming.
Don't miss Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay on Friday, June 14th.
Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Your vacation? It's over. But the worst part, the long drive home.
fly from Reading Regional Airport instead, your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on the promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Okay, I didn't come back right on the break. It's because I was getting people in here and talking to other people that were leaving. So, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
It's okay. I got those jams going.
You got those jams going? He's got those jams going. Okay, buddy. Let me see what time it is. 8:37. Because it wasn't the top of the hour. Because it was, that's why. It was only... So we had a 3-minute break instead of a 5-minute break. I forgot that we've still got half a show to do here.
Okay.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, been in the business 17 years or so, been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They have 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading, and 1 down in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone. We're happy. We're real happy down there. I mean, it's kind of like the Cheers of banks. I mean, what can I say? For more information, you can either drop in one of the branches or just go to bankcornerstone.com, and you won't be sorry. It's a local bank, which is really the good thing. You understand what's going on around here. Let me see. What else do we have here? Okay. I'm here with Shasta College, of course. Peter Griggs brings in always great, great interviews. And I'm with Nate Costa, who is the Director of Student Life.
Yes, sir.
Every aspect of their life?
Absolutely not.
And Deshaun Chavez?
Chavez, yes.
Chavez, sir. Who is the Student Senate President.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, sir.
Was it an election?
It was.
Was it Did you promise things like better grades and free ice cream?
Nah. I just promise honesty.
you're not going to go far in the plural. Yeah, it still works in Shasta College.
Yeah. Okay, buddies. Nate, how'd you get into this?
The director role at Shasta College?
Yeah, you know, how you got there, how you got to Shasta.
So my wife and I are actually transplants. We're not from the Shasta County. And so
and you hired him?
You know, he's a great guy.
Okay.
Couldn't let him go.
Couldn't pass him. Must have been way up there then.
No, so we're from Sacramento originally. And
that's not too far.
Yeah. Both my wife and I are educators. I taught for 10 years before going into administration. And my wife is currently a CTE teacher as well in K-12 realm.
Okay.
And so came up here, taught, and then decided, you know what, let's try this administrative gig. And I was a site administrator for a couple of years, and then I heard that Shasta College had an opportunity to really grow their student life back, like after the pandemic.
Oh yeah.
And I thought it was a really cool, neat opportunity to engage that community. And really get it going again.
Yeah. What does student life encompass?
So it encompasses quite a few hats. The biggest one is events on campus. Is making sure that we have some events on campus to engage and retain our students. And then an additional part is that culture. It's that vibe of going to college and being a part of that community. A couple other things that we do is
that's so important.
Yeah.
My granddaughter went to New Mexico State.
Congrats.
That's
awesome.
Just graduated this year and is on her way to get her master's. But she wanted the student life. She wanted not just the classes, but she wanted football and basketball and the things that go on with it.
Yep.
You know, I mean, and I think students want that. And it's an important part of their maturity to be able to be put in situations because it's the first time they're away from home.
Yep.
And they can't, they need to learn. But they need to have kind of a guiding hand in there someplace.
Exactly. I mean, I think that being an education in the last 12 years, it's taught me one thing, is that students thrive when they make that connection with their peers and they make that connection with someone that cares, that has already kind of gone through it. And so the events on campus present that opportunity. They present that opportunity to engage their peers and engage somebody who has weathered the storm, so to speak, and enjoyed the process, because it can be intimidating, like you're saying, right?
Yeah.
You're away from home the first time.
We have a tendency to maybe make a mistake. Deshaun, you didn't do that, though.
Of course, I made a few mistakes.
Well, that's good, though. You don't learn from success.
Right.
You learn
right.
from making a mistake.
Right.
Hey, we're all perfect mistake makers.
That's it.
We really are, and that's how we
And it doesn't go away, by the way.
Good.
People follow you through your life.
Good to know.
I'm still making mistakes.
Okay. Yeah. I know to look forward to it.
But now you know how to handle it better. Right. You know, okay, should I let this one bother me? Nah. You know, just keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how, you know what? Student life is so important. And you mentioned the pandemic.
Yeah.
The huge impact it's had on this country. And I remember this year that somebody was graduating from USC, and they were having the protest about Israeli Hamas. And the girl got on YouTube. You may have seen this, Deshaun. Is, I didn't graduate from high school. Didn't have a graduation from high school because of COVID. I'm not having a graduation from USC because they're protesting.
Yeah.
What about us?
Yeah.
And, you know, and I thought, you know, really, I mean, that's a lot of money going through the USC and all that, and being able to achieve it in 4 years. That's another thing.
Yeah.
And no graduation.
It's just so vital that we celebrate those wins,
yes.
right? Like, that's so important.
Huge.
I just went to my nephew's high school graduation, and I actually got to teach him as an eighth grade teacher. And it was right when COVID happened. And so he didn't get that big promotion thing for eighth grade, right?
Yeah.
But it was really cool, and the family had a great time to just enjoy him and enjoy that moment. And so, yeah, student life is all about just let's engage everyone and really create that culture of, hey, we're here. Let's have some fun while we're trying to grow as people.
Now, you've got students coming in from other countries.
South
Korea is coming in, what, this week?
Yeah, so one of the things that Student Life did before the pandemic, and this is actually a program that was taking place beforehand, was that a university, Sun Chun Yang University, we call it SCH for the abbreviation, makes it easier. SCH had something with Shasta College before the pandemic of being able to do a cultural exchange program. So we could send we had students going over there and studying abroad for a semester. It was really cool. And then we had students coming over the summer. And so we have some, I think, 12 SEH students coming over the summer. And we're going to do a cultural exchange program with some of our students and do some different things with them. And then in the fall, they'll be able to, our Shasta College students in the fall will be able to apply and hopefully go over there and just spend a semester abroad. I mean, that's one of the cool parts about college.
The big difference is when their students come to the United States, they speak English, which is a good thing. When we go to South Korea, we don't speak Korean, but many of them speak English. So
yeah, that helps. We were instructed that they are all pretty fluent with English, which makes it so much easier to do that cultural exchange. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm here with Nate Costa, who is Director of Student Life, and Deshaun Chavis.
Chavis,
who is the Student Senate President, and I'm coming back after this break to you. Okay. Hey, let me see. What do we have here? I'm trying to find the read I'm supposed to do, and it's in here someplace. But here it is. Shasta Regional Medical Center, it's not in the right spot, is having a walk-in Wednesday on June 12th. That's going to be this Wednesday, and they're looking for talented healthcare professionals. LVNs, CNAs, and other clinical or non-clinical professionals. And it's going to go from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Shasta Regional Medical Center. If you have questions, give them a call at 530-244-5150. But it's going to be Wednesday from 10 to 12. It's going to be at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and they're looking for people. Ask about the $30,000 RN bonus. Yeah, whoa. Yeah, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Competitive salary, excellent benefits, tuition reimbursement, which is a big thing, as we know, and professional career growth opportunities. We'll be right back with Shasta College.
Vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and non-stop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price.
Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Yeah, Toby Keith. I'll play Toby Keith's music for a long time. Welcome back to our last segment here on Free Fire Radio here on Monday, the 10th of June, 8:50 in the morning. And it's going to be 100 and, let me see, 102 today. Whoa, balmy. Tomorrow, 106 and 105 on Wednesday. So be prepared out there. It's probably a good time for students to protest in the heat like this. And then, you know, then it gets everybody in the right mood. Okay, I'm here with Shasta College. And the only reason I said that is I have with me Deshaun Chavis.
Yes, sir.
And he is the student president of the Senate.
Senate.
The Senate student
Senate
president. So, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about you.
My name is Deshaun Chavis. I'm from Virginia, Newport News, Virginia. This is going to be my last year at Shasta College, and I am grateful to have been elected the student body president for a second year.
Okay. 2 years in a row?
Yes, sir.
Whoa. So why'd you get into the political side of it?
How I got involved was a very good friend of mine, my vice president from last year, Abigail Hellman. We were literally leaving chemistry class, well, getting ready to go to chemistry class, and she stopped me and was like, hey, I think you should run for student body president. I'm like, I don't know about that. I was like, you know what? And, like, literally, I stopped right there. I was like, you know what? I'll do it if you're running too. And so from right there, we're like, yeah. All right. And then we walked right over.
So this is a backdoor deal you're trying to tell me? Okay, no wonder. No, of course I'm kidding on that.
Yeah.
Well, tell me, okay, you're from Newport News.
Yes, sir.
Was your family in the Navy or anything?
That's
a big place back there for the U.S. Navy is right around that area.
Yep. It's also Army, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And so my grandmother is military, Army.
Okay.
She retired and then went back in. She's working as a civilian. I think she's 2 years away from retiring.
What happens, and that happens to those 20 years, and they're so good at what they do, they take the uniform off and literally are going back to a similar job just like this. This is not for general officers. General officers can't do this, but this is for, senior enlisted and mid-level officers in there. Yeah, if you're a general, you can't do that because for a variety of really good reasons. So great. And then, but how did you pick Shasta College?
Opportunity presented itself. I had a very close friend of mine, just so happened to be playing football at Shasta College. I was in the process of transition, and well, he told me that he had a room open. I mean, I was living in student housing. They had like the twin beds, and it was four twin beds and a two bedroom. Someone moved out. He told me about it. He was like, "Hey, if you get here before someone else does, I got a bed for you." And sure enough, it took about a month and a half before I saved up my last $800 and moved out to California.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, thank you.
Was it a kind of a real life change from Newport News to Reading?
In more ways than one.
In more ways than one. You single-handedly increased the diversity.
Yes, sir.
Numbers here.
Yes, sir. That's honestly one of my favorite parts about where mm-hmm. being involved inside the Student Senate is because as being an African American and not feeling being able to see a lot of representation of myself and within in the community. One of my reasons for going to Shasta College, once I got there, I was like, I needed something to make sure I stayed involved. That began with Umoja, and then from Umoja built my confidence on campus where Abigail presenting the opportunity for me to run. I'm confident enough in myself to take on that role, and it's also a chance for me to kind of give back and be able to speak up for students who may not be as willing to be in uncomfortable situations.
Yeah. Good. Now, so what does the president of the student body, the student president of the student body, what are your duties in that? Besides, you know, you're telling me speaking up, but there's a lot of other things that you're doing.
Right. And so typically like attending board meetings, right? For me, it's not just being present at the board meetings, it's making sure that I have an understanding of the things that are being presented at the board meetings, which huge help is to have meetings with our college president, and so being able to sit down with them and have a meeting over the things that are getting ready to happen within the board, like when they're going over the discussions for grade changes, or whether it be classes being added, or even when we're speaking on money being spent for things like student structure, right? The student shade structure, and being able to have that actual voice and representation for students. If I'm going to be a representative, for me, it's doing that due diligence, and making sure I have understanding. And I take that to the fullest extent when I'm going forward inside of our day-to-day actions, as far as like where we have meetings every week, a part of me doing the meetings, whatever the topic is that we're discussing, let's say we're going over our constitution, I'm making sure that I go through and not just looking at our constitution, I'm trying to get as much information as possible by like maybe like referring to other colleges and seeing how their constitution is set up, and trying to have sometimes obviously you have to have an understanding of different demographics, right? Shasta County isn't identical to all of California, so when I'm looking at these colleges, I have to be mindful of that, but still this is an idea we maybe possibly can implement and try to advance our position and our constitution a little bit further.
Now, on the break, I asked you about, and you took it on a personal note, what you wanted to do. I want you to tell people what your personal goals are here, because I think they're inspiring.
Yes, sir. So personal goals, right?
Yeah.
That's, for me, it's financial freedom inside of life. The goal is to be able to travel the world. Getting ready to say on the back end of that, I want to be able to be in a position to provide for my family, set them up to where they don't have to worry as much. And because I know, like, growing up, for instance, my mom, she worked two jobs all the time. And mm-hmm. so for my grandmother, where we have, like, family reunions, mom can't be there because she always has to work to try to provide for the bill. So goal for me is to create that opportunity for them, but also making sure that for me, I'm able to travel the world.
What did you study in?
Electrical engineering.
Oh, well, that'll help. Well, that's great.
Yes, sir.
Did anybody run against you this year?
Yes, this year I actually did. My vice president for this year actually ran against me. They were looking to find a way to be involved on campus. That was really the only person that ran against me. I think my biggest competition, honestly, though, was me being honest about if it's something that I wanted to do, because I didn't want to go into it if I had to second guess or if I was in the back of my mind feeling as if it would be a burden for me to do it. Because I don't think that gives the position, the fair opportunity to do exactly what it is that it should be doing. And that's being an advocate for me. What I like to say is the students that aren't as willing to speak up. And that goes into whether it's African American students or all students, regardless of who it is at campus.
It's like, the students.
Any student that is at Shasta
that's
College.
All it is, students.
Yes, sir.
I got a feeling that you do that.
I try to.
There's hope.
Here's
the best thing about this show. We've been doing this, I don't know how many thousands of guests we've had here, but many, many, I would say in the high 90% of those, not just students, but other young people that come in here, I always say, there is hope here. People go, oh my God, there's this group of people that don't ever want, not the ones that have cycled through this place. And so I'm really glad that you were able to come today, and maybe you can come back someday. But Nate Costa, you're the director of student life, and we've got to run, but you're in charge of all the things that go on like there with the student life, and you must work close.
It's been great to work with Deshaun, and I'm excited for the upcoming year for him.
Great. Okay.
Sad he's leaving, but I'm definitely excited. I got to work with him. Yeah.
Thanks, Deshaun.
Sorry, I had to tell him.
The president of the university just heard that.
I'll be leaving. I'm headed back to the K-12 realm. I've missed being even closer to students like Deshaun.
Okay. All right. Hey, we got to run tomorrow. Turtle Bay and Shasta Regional Medical Center will join us. Have a great day. It's going to be hot. Take care of yourself. Take care of your animals. And God bless America.